Well, thank you, Joseph. Good morning, everybody. So welcome to the WTO and to the launch of this year's World Trade Report, our flagship publication on global public policy and trade policy. So before I start, I would like to thank Bob Koopman and his team, Robert Tay and Coleman Nee, who are here now, for their hard work in producing this excellent report, along with Paulette Blanchet for providing the essential administrative support. It is the job of the WTO to make the trading system work better for all. And therefore, it is crucial that we fully understand the impact of changes in the trading system, particularly arising from WTO agreements. So how do the things that we do here impact the global economy? Studies like this one, the World Trade Report, have an important role to play in this regard to ensure that we hear the signal rather than the noise. And they provide valuable insights about the work of the organization and of the effect that it has across the board. Every year, this study looks at a particular future of the trade landscape. This year's report focuses on the benefits and challenges of implementing the WTO's Trade Facilitation Agreement, or the TFA for short, so I'll be referring to it as TFA. And I think it's very important that we have a closer look at the impact that this agreement has. The TFA was successfully concluded, as you know, at the WTO's 9th Ministerial Conference in Bali in December 2013. It is the first multilateral agreement since the organization was created in 1995, and it is a groundbreaking agreement. Now, this agreement aims to standardize, to streamline, and to speed up customs processes around the world, helping to expedite the movement, release, and clearance of goods. And in doing so, it will significantly cut the costs of trade. All too often, outdated and uncoordinated customs processes slow down the movement of merchandise and raise trade costs to prohibitive levels, especially in developing and least developed countries. Now, by tackling these problems, the TFA will have a big impact on the global economy. You could say that it is the global trade's equivalent of the shift from dial-up internet to broadband. So the TFA has a very unique architecture. Not only will the majority of the benefits accrue to developing and least developed countries, it also provides them with the flexibility to tailor their commitments and their implementation schedules according to their specific needs and their own capacities. So it will provide practical support to help with the implementation of the agreement. Now, there is significant support available from a range of partners to help with trade facilitation measures in general and specifically with the implementation of the TFA. We created a Trade Facilitation Agreement facility to ensure that everyone could access the support that they need, and it has indeed got off to a good start. So this is a very innovative agreement, as I said. We need to better understand its potential impacts, and of course, this is precisely the aim of the report that you have before you. Now, the 2015 World Trade Report is the first major study since the TFA was reached in Bali to examine the economic implications of that agreement in full. Previous studies have been published by other institutions in advance of the Bali conference as well, and they do produce predictions about the potential effects of the trade facilitation agreement in particular, trade facilitation in general, and the trade facilitation agreement in particular. And these contributions have been very welcome and have been important to get this debate rolling. With this in mind, the intention of the report is to provide a fresh and quite rigorous analysis about on a clause-by-clause study of the final agreement text. And to allow for a more comprehensive outlook, I think we have used two different models. I'm somewhat familiar with them, given my engineering background, but I will not answer questions on them. I'm going to give it to the economists to answer those. The report's main findings have been reached using the computable general equilibrium, or CGE model. That's a very robust, very well-known model. It was chosen precisely to do that, provide a robust and conservative analysis with estimates of the potential impacts of the TFA, and to complement the findings of the CGE model, the report also uses a separate economic modeling approach known as the gravity model. It's a simpler model, and applying both approaches allows the report to answer different questions as to and to compare the results to the body of existing research on trade facilitation. So it will be a good reference for other things that have been said about this agreement. And the results that we saw from the report were very encouraging. I have to tell you, when we started, I was wondering whether we would be at a similar ballpark of the things that had been already circulated, and it were similar. I think we are in the same order of magnitude, which is interesting because we started off with a completely different track. The World Trade Report shows, for example, that the full implementation of the TFA could reduce trade costs of members by an average of 14.5%, an average of 14.5%. And that is big, and it could have a very significant impact. By reducing high trade costs, the TFA has the potential to increase global merchandise exports by up to $1 trillion per annum. So that, for developing economies alone, it could boost their exports by almost $730 billion. So these numbers are very significant, and if we add to that the fact that based on these findings, we estimate that 20 million jobs could be created by the TFA implementation, and that this number could rise to $30 million, depending on the sectors and how labor-intensive they are, we can see the dimension that we're talking about in terms of the impact of the TFA. Overall, it could increase global GDP growth up to 0.5 percentage points per annum. That's very, very significant as well. In fact, the result, just to give you a taste of the order of magnitude that we're talking here, the report shows that the agreement could have a bigger impact on international trade than the elimination of all remaining tariffs around the world. So at a time of sluggish growth, these effects could be a big boost to economies across the world. The report also highlights previously unseen benefits that the agreement could bring, especially for developing and least developed countries. One of these benefits, for example, is economic diversification. Implementing the reforms contained within the TFA will help these countries, so developing and least developed, to diversify their economies in terms of both the products exported and markets reached. So developing countries could increase the number of new products exported by as much as 20%, and LDCs are likely to see a much bigger increase, up to 35%. And they could begin to enter new markets. So supported by the TFA, developing countries could enter an additional 30% more foreign markets, and the LDCs a further 60% more. And the agreement can also enhance their participation in global value chains. Now, this is particularly important as the world is more connected than ever before. Developing countries are increasingly seeking to join these global trade networks, but too often they find that the barriers are just too high. Now, the TFA is expected to reduce some of these barriers by reducing both the delays and the variability in delivery time. Now, in addition, improvements in trade facilitation structures can also help developing and least developed countries to attract more foreign direct investment, reduce the scope for corruption, and increase the amount of revenues collected. So not decrease, increase the amount of revenues collected. So small and medium enterprises also stand to benefit a great deal. The SMEs suffer more from administrative burdens than, of course, the large enterprises, particularly in developing countries. And by simplifying trade procedures, the TFA can lead to greater involvement in international trade of these companies, which are essentially the job creators and the growth drivers in many, many economies. So there is much to gain on the table, especially for developing economies. This underlines the importance of implementing the agreement in full and doing so as quickly as possible. Now, the more extensive and faster the implementation of the TFA, the greater the benefits are going to be. And the first step in that direction is, of course, to complete the ratification process of the TFA. As of today, 50 WTO members have ratified the agreement, and there has been an upturn, so an acceleration, in ratifications in the recent months and weeks, and this is very positive. We are almost halfway to the target number at which the agreement comes into force, so we must increase the pace. And, of course, the second step will be ensuring that in implementing the agreement, members are in a position to turn the agreement's potential and potential benefits to reality. And we must make sure that the necessary resources will be available to support the reform efforts. Now, empirical evidence highlighted in this report that you have before you shows that the accessibility and sustainability of financial resources are crucial in supporting implementing the agreement, especially for the developing and least developed countries. So I would like to extend right now my gratitude to all of those members and organizations that have already committed to this process and strongly encourage others to also lend their hand. So finally, the analytical work does not end with this report, rather this is just the start. Effective implementation of the TFA will require that we carefully monitor the progress of the agreement after it comes into force. Good indicators, more data, better analytical tools, all of those are required to effectively undertake this task. Now, the work of the WTO and of partner organizations will be critical in this regard. So we must be very engaged in this effort. I think that the TFA is a major step forward in global economic cooperation, and that the figures and the figures in this report highlight that quite emphatically. So members worked very hard to deliver this agreement. Now we must keep the momentum behind the process of reform and ensure that the benefits are realized in full. This is very important as we're just a couple of weeks away from our 10th ministerial conference in Nairobi. Much work is going on to ensure that we can deliver meaningful outcomes. Our experience shows that we can deliver when we are flexible and innovative, and the TFA is clear proof of that. So I hope that this report can be a reminder of what we can achieve when we work together, when we are creative, when we are open-minded, and when we want to do it.